A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome time. What an awesome day. Father, we bless you. From the very beginning and from the depths of our hearts, we say thank you. Lord, we are grateful that we are alive. And we're in the place where life is. Well, thank you for reminding us, oh God, that in the world there is light and there is darkness. But we are children of light. We have been bought with a price, and we glorified you in our mortal bodies. Thank you for all the vessels you have used to prepare us for this day. Thank you for all the many ways you have spoken to us in drama, in the quizzes, in the riddles, in the songs, helping us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we pray that you speak to us, even in these few minutes. Let our hearts be attentive to you, cause our eyes to behold you, and help us to make the right decision. Thank you, Most High God. As we cover our lives with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. What an awesome day. What a glorious event. We appreciate God. I'm sure by the mercy of God, we are all encouraged. Please be seated. Amen. We have a video clip. We just want to watch it. I worship God as Mary. That was my character. But I want to preach like Paul. And I wish Paul had this in his days. Amen. Watch this. It's very short. Amen. You probably have seen it before. Can we have some quietness, please? I thought there was volume. There was that we're not hearing anything. We'll start again. We need the volume. We need to hear. I'm sure you understand what is happening here. Okay, I think we'll continue. Thank you, Vimedia. Thank you for trying. Are we trying again or we can't get the volume, we'll go, don't worry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Shall we continue? Okay, we bless the name of the Lord. Here we have an opportunity to capture what is happening. In the clip, we see a penalty shootout. And at the time of the strike, the ball, praise God. At the time of the strike, the ball hits the pole. Because once the ball leaves your leg, you don't really have control over the direction. There is a combination of the wind and the direction of everything happening. So once it leaves your leg, he just hopes that the pick keeper will miss it and it will go into the post. But it hit the post and the keeper was so excited and jubilated, thinking that that was the end. But there was a rebound. But he had left the post. And the ball had no one to compete with and it went in. And that's how the goal was scored. Many times the devil comes and hits. And just because it hits the post and things appear to be, you've lost it, you can feel you want to bow down. And while the enemy is celebrating, God uses the wind of the Holy Spirit to redirect the ball and it comes out in your favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The story of our loins seems to be like that. In that, years ago, and still in the time we are in, people really believed in the occultic force and influence. And people believe that after summer and dark, winter is coming, they believe that the witches will be casting spells. And so what they used to do was to wear, to clothe themselves like witches and wizards, in their mind that if they belong to the side of Satan, the spell will not hit them. That's why people will find things to wear to make sure that they belong to the kingdom of darkness, or declare their allegiance to Satan, so that any spell that was cast in the period will not come to them. That's one of the stories that I read. But today is not about Halloween. But I just want you to know that there's virtually no shop you will go into that they will not have the paraphernalia, the costumes of Halloween displayed. And yesterday I went into a shop, and on one of their aisles there were costumes for Halloween, and the next one was the costume for Christmas, or the decorations for Christmas. And that actually helps me to present to us the fact that whether or not we believe it, in the world there are two parts. There is the path of darkness, and there is the path of light. It helps me to bring to you today to let us know that heaven is real and hell is also real. No one will go to heaven by chance, and no one will go to hell by chance. It will be by choice. Amen? And that's the choice that everyone will make, and that's what our children have been trying to help us to come to terms with. That we have a choice. Look at how beautiful everyone is. You've gone an extra mile to clothe your children or clothe yourself because you want to make the choice. That yes, there are Bible characters. There are stories that belong to light and to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so I pray that our children, even as you have made these choices and you have reminded us that this is why you don't celebrate Halloween, we pray that that boldness and that courage of that understanding, you'll walk in it in Jesus' name. Now let's talk about hallelujah. That's why we are here. In preparation, I realized in one of the commentaries, there are 27 mentions of hallelujahs in the Bible. 23 of them in the book of Psalms. So come with me to Psalm 149. Psalm 149. There are many scriptures you can pick, but I'm picking Psalm 149. Amen. Psalm 149, I read, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the hidden and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise ye the Lord. Halal in Hebrew means praise. Ye is an invitation that you are also invited to praise. But that praise must be of the Lord. You can halal unless you direct it towards God. It's just praise. And so sometimes when you want to celebrate, when you want to rejoice, you've got to make sure that you direct your praise to God. And you do things that bring glory to his name. When we say praise the Lord, we are talking about his greatness. You are identifying yourself with his greatness. In Psalm 50 verse 23, it says, he that offers praise honors me. Hallelujah. So we honor God with our shout of hallelujah. Amen. Praise is also a faith booster. Halal. Praise. Somebody say halal. Not the halal meals that you get in the shop. If I want to bring the riddles. There, not halal as in the dedicated, but halal as in praise. Praise itself is a faith booster. In Psalm 34 verse 3, the Bible says, when you praise the Lord, you magnify him. Magnify the Lord with me, Psalm 34 verse 3. He's magnified in your mind, be above and above your situation. Hallelujah. Praise also beautifies the person who is praising God. I mean, look at everything, the joy we've had today, the laughter. There is no way you can be praising God and your head be cast down. There is no way you can be praising God and you'll be frowning. Praise beautifies the praiser. There is beauty when you praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible also tells us that God will give us the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means there is the garment of heaviness. There is the garment of sorrow. I pray that even in the years ahead, as we take it from today, we will be clothed with praise in Jesus' name. From the Psalms we've read, we realize that praise is a spiritual weapon. Psalm 149 verse 6 says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. When you are praising God, you are being fortified to fight the battle around you. There is a two-edged sword. Heaven gives you the sword with which to fight your battle. Amen? Praise also triggers a harvest. Praise can make your harvest to come. When you don't know what to do, just praise God. Lift him high. Exalt his name. Hallelujah. But in the book, we talked about 27 hallelujahs, 23 in the Psalms. But the one I really want to talk about as we begin to focus on it is Revelation. In Revelation chapter 19 in the New Testament, we see four hallelujahs being demanded. Revelation chapter 19 from verse 1 to 6. Thank you, children. After these things, and that's where I want you to underline if you haven't seen it before, and after these things, and I'll take us back there. Somebody say, and after these things. I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great war, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigned. Praise the Lord. Brethren, as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you talk about the chapter about love. When you look at Revelation chapter 19, you see the chapter about hallelujah. The Bible says, after these things, what are the things? It's towards the end of the age when Babylon finally collapses. Babylon, the false religion, collapses. Babylon, the false economy, collapses. Babylon, the spirit of wickedness, collapses, because God decided to avenge his saints, and everything that has been persecuting the church, everything that has been causing plagues and commotion, everything that has been for death and destruction, the Bible says God sends angels to make Babylon to fall. I pray whatever has been standing before you as Babylon, frustrating the destiny, the plan of God for your life, by the mercy of God, you see their victory in Jesus' name. Actually, praise is what you give to God when he has won victory. Bless the Lord is what you do when God has given you something. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 to 10, Moses said to the children of the Lord, when you have eaten and you are full, you will bless God. So when God has blessed you, when God has ministered to you, all you do is bless him. But when God has won your battle, when God has given you a penalty shootout that you don't deserve, when God has gone ahead of you and made the crooked path straight, the only response that heaven requires is hallelujah. Amen. That is to say, I couldn't have done this by myself. When God moves the circumstances of life and turns them in your favor, what is your response? Hallelujah! So when these people saw in Revelation chapter 18, when they saw all the victory, I'm going to share with you from verse 17 of Revelation chapter 18. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her coastlines. For in 1 hour she was made desolate. Verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. So chapter 19 is a testimony of God avenging his children of Babylon. Chapter 19, the shout of hallelujah is a shout of I've been avenged. God has defended me. God has heard me. God has won the battle for me. Rejoice over your sickness, for God has avenged you. Rejoice over the troubles, because God has avenged you. Hallelujah is a shout of someone that God has fought their battle. It's a shout of someone who has come into a place where God has prepared for them. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a response to the victory that only God could have given to you. If you have strength in yourself, your hallelujah may be low. If you have power in yourself, if you have money in your pocket, if you have victory over the enemy yourself, your hallelujah may not even be demanded. But when you have seen God take over your battle, when you have been in a place where you thought you have lost the battle and God turns it around, all you can shout is, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigned. Hallelujah. By the mercy of God, even in the weeks that are ahead, I want you to let the sound of hallelujah ring true in your heart. It does not matter tricks and treats. Our children, I like that comment. We have more than enough sweets. Actually, today, there are sweets in the house. So we are not going to fall for tricks and for treats. Hallelujah. We can also invite people in as the drama has shown. Instead of just saying to them, no, we don't celebrate Halloween, we can engage in conversations, and I pray that we have the boldness to do it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have a great platform to start. Brother Tosin standing and telling us about his costume said, he is the Son of God, that he died for us. He made us to be free. He took our place on the cross. He said, you are free. He said, you are free. The Bible says, him that the Son sets free is free indeed. Brethren, the shout of hallelujah is a shout of freedom. Because of time, you can read 1 Samuel chapter 17. When the battle between David and Goliath was hitting, the Bible said that Goliath cursed David in the name of his God. He placed a curse on David, and David began to reverse that curse. I will just read so that we have understanding, so that when you rise up to shout hallelujah, you will understand why you are doing it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reading from verse 40, verse 1 Samuel chapter 17. And he took his staff in his hand. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. I read from verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand as he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. But what did David do? And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. But David then said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, him whom you have defiled. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into our hands. There are many times in life when the devil thinks he has pronounced the curse. But for a child of God that knows the name of the Lord, even as our children reminded us in Proverbs 18 verse 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. In spite of the curse pronounced by David, by Goliath, David stood his ground. I pray that your shout of hallelujah will help you to stand your ground against the challenges of life in Jesus' name. But you know, hallelujah is sweet in the mouth of the beloved, the saved. Because in Revelation chapter 19, the first thing that the elder said, hallelujah, was because they saw the salvation of the Lord. They saw the power of God. They saw the honor of God. They saw the glory of God. 4 things they saw. If you come to God, you need to have these 4 experiences. Salvation is the first thing that helps you to enter into seeing the honor of God, to see the glory of God, and then experience the power of God. When we open our eyes in eternity and we see the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, we will but bow and say hallelujah. We'll see all that is suffered, but it will not be in story of suffering, but in the rejoicing that in spite of all that he went through, we made it. And that should be our pursuit. Somebody say salvation. Salvation. Glory. When you enter into the realm where God dwells, and you see the beauty that surrounds him. Those of us that were at the vigil on Friday, I think I was sharing with us that on Sunday last week, I slept and I was in a dream and we were in a service like this. And I was just coming from home thinking I'm running late, my new car, and what is happening. And I got here, I parked the car, and someone was outside and told me, bring the car in. And I was thinking, drive in? But you know, when you're in a dream, you don't have any control over your mind. Once he said, bring the car in, as I drove the car in, he showed me where to park. He showed me to park there. And I drove the car to park here. But alas, when I was getting off as if I had parked the car, I saw I was on a scooter. Actually, the word scooter. And I'm thinking, I parked the car. And the angel, I believe, was saying to me, before God, your very best in the earth is just nothing in heaven. Your very best on earth, what you think you have, when you bring it into the presence of God, is nothing. The car was a scooter. When you have been saved and you are allowed to see the glimpse of heaven, earthly things, they will not drive you. They will not run your life. You see the glory of God. Then you see the honor of God if you're a person who understands the realm of the spirit. The honor of God in that all angels bow before him. You can imagine, even if only 50% of the people that have been on earth made it to heaven, you can imagine that great company When everybody is saying, hallelujah, you are holy, you are worthy, an innumerable company of angels are falling before him. Thank God for all those wings that I see this morning as we clip them on our back. Amen? But look at what Isaiah saw. He said the angels, they had six wings, not two wings. With two, they covered their face. With two, they flew. With two, they covered their back. And just imagine that splendor of angels. Just, oh God, I really want us all to desire to make it to heaven. So you see salvation. You see glory. You see honor. And then you see power. The power that drowned Pharaoh and his chariots. You will see that power. The power that delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, that power will be made available. The power that made Elizabeth to conceive a child, even in her old age, you will see that power. The power that went to the lion's den and brought out his own people, you will see that power. Hallelujah is the language and is the shout of victory. For those that know that God has not finished with them yet, and that the battle may appear to have been finished because you attempt to score a goal, hit the post. And the devil has been shouting and rejoicing, but there is a rebound. Rouse up to your faith. There is a rebound. Because the wind is blowing in your favor. The wind that is taking the year 2017 to completion is blowing in your favor. The wind that is bringing 2018 into manifestation is blowing in your favor. Actually, all the demons that the devil used to guard the post, they are already rejoicing. But the ball is coming back. I said the ball is coming back. I said that you will have the last shout. And so begin to shout your hallelujah. Shout your hallelujah over sicknesses and diseases. Shout your hallelujah. Over addiction, shout your hallelujah. Over the problems of life, shout your hallelujah. Oh, shout your hallelujah. Over the things that appear impossible, shout your hallelujah. Barebo sodoria kaderebo shele. Over marital crisis, shout your hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I went to visit a family in this church a few months ago as I was reminding myself and looking through my script. It came back again. We had finished praying. And I said to the family, shout three hallelujahs. And the children were looking at me. And so I turned to the parents. And they said, no, in this house we shout seven hallelujahs. We don't shout three. Amen? Amen. And it just came back again this morning. That you remember that house? And I had finished praying with them. And I said, let's shout three hallelujahs. And the children were looking at me as if, hello. And so they said, no, we shout seven. We don't shout three. So we are going to multiply three with seven. And we are going to shout 21. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ascribe the greatness to you, O God. Lord, we thank you because we have the victory. We have sung hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lord, where there has been trouble, we bless your name because the shout of hallelujah has overtaken the trouble. Lord, where there has been weaknesses, the shouts of hallelujah have overtaken the weaknesses. Where there has been indecision, the shouts of hallelujah have overtaken the indecision. Lord, where there has been marital crisis, the shouts of hallelujah have overtaken the marital crisis. For the Bible says, rejoice over her. We rejoice over all the troubles, all the stumbling blocks, over the weaknesses, the lacks, and the whatnot. We just enthrone you, the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Father. And I want us to also pray for our junior church. Thank Brother Fortune for blessing our children. But we also thank our aunties for that work that they do. In case you don't know them, we have Sister Yinka, Sister Duni, Sister Delphine, Sister Evelyn, Minister Nkiru, Pastor Seram overseeing the assignment. We are grateful.
Hallelujah.
Church, let's say to them, we are grateful. Because what you are doing in the hearts of our children makes our hearts to be glad. And I want to thank God for every parent who is supporting this work by encouraging their children to take seriously what they have been taught. It was the message that Timothy heard of his mother and his grandmother that Paul saw and knew that he had been set apart. Aunties, for setting our children apart for greatness in the things of God, we declare greatness into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. For giving of your time and your talents, for honoring God, in all this assignment, we say, God bless you. We say, whatever may be your battle, even on account of today's service, we pray that you rise up victorious with your shouts of hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And Lord, for all our children, they are pressing in you. The environment is negative. Lord, they are faced, oh God, with choices at school, on the field. But Lord, we hand them over to you. The Bible says, whatever we commit into the hand of the Lord is safe. We say our children are free and safe. They are safe to serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. We say as they represent light, they will shine. In the name of Jesus. We say they will continually be for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. We say, Lord, by your spirit you will announce them. And by your hand you will raise them up. Lord, they will go through. And Lord, King of glory, they will not be overcome. In the name of Jesus. And for all the parents, Jehovah, I pray every household where the altar is raised, where Bible is being taught, Jehovah, let the fire increase. In the name of Jesus. Don't let your servants, oh God, be weary in well-doing. And every household that is yet to catch the understanding, Lord, illuminate those households. Let our homes be homes of hallelujah. Let our neighbors know us for hallelujah. Let our colleagues know us for hallelujah. Daddy, and ultimately, help us to be part of that multitude. Help us not just to shout it here on earth. Is there someone here who hasn't known Jesus? Who has not accepted or even acknowledged the Lordship? If you will just pray this afternoon that you like this shout and you want to be part of the multitude, just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I don't just want to be a member of the church. I don't just want to be a friend of the church. I don't just want to be a number in the church. I want to be part of the multitude. Forgive my sins. Break the hold of addiction. Break the hold of trespasses and sin. And I declare that by your grace from this day forward, with a shout of hallelujah as my two-edged sword, sin shall no longer have dominion over me. Take my life and let it be consecrated unto you. Help me, O God, to wear the garment of praise and to have the heart of rejoicing. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.